Markey here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Ooh, and I saw recently that Apple Podcasts has added transcripts to it. So if you can't follow this garbage along by just listening to it, you can read right along with our episodes on Apple. I think Spotify does it too, probably, but
I have a feeling they don't get it right. I'm just going to throw that out there because I don't think I have a feeling that their AI probably goes, what the hell are they talking? This doesn't make any sense.
This is spam.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Every transcript just says you can't make this shit up. And that's all it says.
That's it.
Yep.
Fill in the blanks as you want.
Yep.
I don't know what they're talking about.
It's like a choose your, well, not a choose your own adventure, but what were those things called where they would, like a sentence would be written out and say, put an adverb here.
Yes.
Ad libs.
Fill in the blanks.
Yep.
As you wish. So
yep.
Have some fun with that. Oh my God. Speaking of filling in the blanks, we can talk about, how about Centris Federal Credit Union, who is our sponsor and our friend. They have been with us for, is it 3 years now? Going on mm-hmm. three? Are we going mm-hmm. on three?
Yep.
That's insane. What is wrong with these people?
Right? For the love of God, what is up?
What's that?
I said, for the love of God, what is wrong with you guys?
But they are definitely, they've been our friends. That's for sure. I know I moved my accounts over to Centris right before we started working with them, actually. And it all kind of came together. It was like the stars were moving in synchronicity, which was a great idea. Now I have some friends in the building. You know, when you stop in, you know people, mm-hmm. and that's just kind of nice. And they live here. And I know that people that work in some of the big box banks live here as well, but their bank doesn't. And a federal credit union is a little bit different than a bank, and they can explain that to you. And Centris is different than most federal credit unions, too. They can also help you save some money in some customized ways, whether it's a lot or a little, whether you just want to take some money and put it into a certificate or a club account, which mm-hmm. is a really cool thing. To help you save up some bucks, maybe like a 12-month time frame that you want your funds to become available to you at the end of a year, you can put in as much as you'd like and then know that it's also working for you. But when you put it in there, it stops you from unintentionally spending it. And I say like stealing from yourself.
Seriously.
But you can learn more about that on their website, in their banks. Give them a call, federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
All right. So a couple of days ago, I think I mentioned, did I mention Mark Harmon?
No, we have not on the podcast.
List of some stories. Mark Harmon, after the weekend, it was just this cluster of stuff that came down. And Mark Harmon's name popped up in the conversation because a story came out recently about Mark Harmon and about NCIS, which he was on, I think. I got to look here. It wasn't 20 seasons. He was on till season 19. So he left in 21, which it's not NCIS to me anymore if he's not on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And apparently the story that came out, it was just one of those little pieces. You know how people like the behind the scenes stuff. I like it as much as everybody else. But when he started off, the name of his character was Leroy Jethro Gibbs. And he liked that. And then for a while there, they decided they were going to change his name and change it to something really beige, like Bob Johnson or something right. like that.
Right. Could not be more just
yeah.
generic. Yeah.
So anyway, he argued back. He ended up being Leroy Jethro Gibbs, and history goes on and history was made. So the franchise does continue, but I just thought it was kind of interesting that at one point they were going to toy around with that. And that ended up being like a key thing with the show because everybody likes that name. But did you know who else was up for the part?
I love hearing stories like this of people who auditioned or almost got these big roles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one of them was an actor. You may not remember him, but he was from the movie Seabiscuit. His name's Chris Cooper. You may know the same Val Kilmer. Yes.
Uh-huh.
How about Kevin Bacon? And Patrick Swayze.
So
at one time. Yeah.
I could see Kevin Bacon. The other guy's not so much, but
no. Well, Val Kilmer, I don't know. I always loved Val Kilmer. He did so many different kinds of movies. And I'm glad to see, you know, I don't know what he's done since he did Whale. Wasn't it Whale that he did? It was a couple years ago.
And he made the cameo in Top Gun.
That. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting. So anyway, so you see that piece and you see this little behind the scenes stuff. And then comes companion pieces that start coming out talking about both him and his wife. So the Harmons, themselves. He's married to Pam Dauber, which was Mork and Mindy. What else did she do?
I don't know. Probably nothing.
I don't think she needed to do anything else, honestly. Yeah. But they've been married forever. Like, I think they got married, oh my God, like in the 80s, something like that. I'm not really sure, but they've been together forever. And let's go back and take a look at the Harmon family. This is what came out that got my attention. So Mark Harmon and his two sisters, Kristen and Kelly, were the children of two actors, Elise Knox and Heisman Trophy winner Tom Harmon. Didn't know that. His sister Kristen married one of the co-stars of Ozzy and Harriet, which was Rick Nelson, right? She ultimately appeared as a version of herself on a sitcom or two in her later days. Anyway, Rick and Kristen produced a big old family, kept the Nelson name in public with Matthew and Gunner. Remember when they came out?
No, yeah, Nelson.
Nelson was the name of their group, Matthew and Gunner Nelson, and actor Tracy Nelson and Sam. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'd never made the connection between Tracy Nelson, and Mark ever.
No.
So
or Nelson or the other Nelsons. Like I did. There was a whole bunch of people. Are Nelson related to him?
Maybe we need to check.
Maybe.
So the other sister, Kelly Harmon, she became an actress. She was the spokesperson for Tic Tacs.
Random.
And she married John DeLorean.
As in Back to the Future DeLorean?
Yes, the car guy.
That's a... What?
It's true. And then Mark Harmon. Okay, they said then the famous family tree doesn't end with his sisters and the men they married. So Harmon himself, of course, married Pam Dauber. They've been married since 86. There it is. And he told in one article he was talking about that the twosome were set up on a blind date. But instead of doing the blind date, he just asked for her number instead, left her a message on the answering machine. And she picked it up when he called to leave a message and they went for coffee. And then that was the end of that. So they have two kids, Sean Harmon, who is an actor, and then they have Ty. But there's also some other family members. In 1987, they mentioned the Los Angeles Times that that Mark Harmon and Pam Dauber gained custody or tried to gain custody of Sam Nelson, who was his sister's son. But eventually that was dropped in the family. Apparently there was some sobriety issues that were going on at that time and she was struggling. And so there were some issues in the family because most of the time they've stayed out of the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't see anything negative about them, either one of them, Mark Harmon and Pam.
Right. Like, I mean,
they've managed to avoid all that.
Which is so funny how some people can have such a high profile name, job, all that stuff, and stay out of the headlines.
Super successful. I think mm-hmm. they have a ranch like in Montana or something. And they just, yeah. They just get the hell out of town. But I just thought it was funny that you've got a Heisman Trophy winner, NFL broadcaster. You've got singers, you've got, you know, all this other stuff that's sprinkled in there. And like, I never knew any of those were related.
I bet family reunions would be just insane.
That'd be so crazy, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was my little Mark Harmon thing. It's not connected to, it's connected to absolutely nothing else that's going on in the world right now.
But that's actually kind of a good thing because everything else going on in the world is crazy.
It's nuts. And I was like, just want something to take your mind off of all the other crap that's going on. And then you don't have to think about it. So that's my story.
Well, I had a very interesting phone call yesterday and I was connected and okay, it's kind of funny. This is kind of funny. So I was connected with, you remember Debbie Matenopoulos from The View? And she was a guest on another podcast that we had, and I got connected with her because she might want to start.
Can we just state too, she was one of the original members of The View.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the young one that got diced up.
Yeah. She was back in the 90s. She was good. She did a fine job. And then she's got to say her prayers every freaking day that she got let go.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, she does. We actually had a great conversation and she brought that up. She's like, she was grateful for her time with that there and with Barbara, but she was so happy that looking back on it, happy. She was destroyed at first.
It's just turned into the biggest freaking circus. I think the other day they turned on themselves. I don't know if you saw that. Sunny Hostin was making some random, oh God, she started talking about the cicadas and she called them cicadas. Oh, and God. That the cicadas are coming back and it's been over 100 years. And then if you've got Joy Behar jumping in along with Whoopi correcting her and you're like, oh my God, it's eating its own tail. Everybody watch. But saying, no, it happens every 17 years. This just happens to be a 100 year thing where all the cicadas, there's like two or three different groups of cicadas, and they're all coming up at the same time for once.
It's going to be an absolute disaster this summer.
Right. Don't go to Illinois.
Yeah.
So
is that where the 100% totality is going to be?
I think that's the epicenter.
John cicadas.
Yes. The cicada, you'll have cicadas everywhere.
John cicadas flying everywhere.
So she was trying to make that connection with the eclipse. And then there was something else. And she said, and then she says, climate change. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Shut
up. We've known about the eclipse for 4,000 years.
Yes.
I think the Mayans even predicted it, laid out the table.
Yeah. Taylor Swift flying around in her jet has nothing to do with why the eclipse happened.
And the cicadas were coming regardless. Mm-hmm. This is their year. It just happened to all match up this year. That was right. It. But then she ended it with that. And everybody at the table was just like, there was just this. What?
Is there like a realization moment? They're like, oh my gosh, we are a dumpster fire.
We have just officially, we didn't just jump the shark. We rode the shark around the pool. And we thought they jumped the shark a long time ago. Anyway, back to Debbie Vatnopoulos. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Funny. So we were talking about, I don't know how we got on this subject, but we were talking about just younger people today. And sometimes they don't understand, like, cause you, me, her, like all came up. She was went to journalism school, did radio, TV, did all that stuff. So she kind of came up the same time. She's our age.
Yeah.
And with the same kind of bosses and environment and whatever. It was a different environment than it was back then. And I think it made people harder, I guess, and appreciate jobs that you have because they don't come along like this. And so she was talking about, I learned that lesson the hard way. This is before social media. And she said, if I had social media back in the day, I would be canceled. I would have been canceled. I'm like, same season. Mm-hmm. That she said the producers at The View thought it was a good idea, since there was no social media, to have each host have an email address at The View, like Debbie, whatever, at theview.com or whatever it was. So they could, half hour after each show, they would sit in their office and reply directly to people. Mm-hmm. She goes, I didn't have any coaching. I didn't have anything. They just said, answer their questions. She goes, so I naively went in thinking that people were going to just ask me questions about the news or about my outfit or about my hair or whatever. And she said, she got this long email from some lady that completely just dissected and diced her up. You're not very pretty. You're fat. How are you on TV? Your hair is too blonde. Like every single thing, you sound stupid. she said she was so fired up at the end of that email. Again, not having any training, she just wrote back, hit reply, and wrote all caps, you.
And hit send.
Yes. And so she was like, I'm done. So they went on about their day, did their meetings, completely forgot about it. And then the next day, her impersonation of Barbara Walters is hilarious. She goes, I hear before the show, I hear a tap on my door, and Barbara peeks her head in her little accent. Oh, can we speak, please? And she goes, I didn't even think
like
about
queen.
It. And she walked. I sound like the queen. And so she walked into her office, and she's like, and they started addressing this email. And she goes, I thought I was going to die. She goes, all I could think of in my head was, did you see what she wrote me? And Barbara, and she said that to her, and Barbara's like, I don't care. You can't. So she relays that story to younger people that she was on a show on, I didn't watch it, Lifetime, like Home and Family or Town and Family. It was a morning show.
Yeah.
In TV, and it just ended a couple of years ago. It was on for a while. And
I've seen it because I see her name every once in a while. I mean, it's like her name resurfaces every once in a while. She's still doing stuff. You know, it's mm-hmm. like she's still out there. She's doing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so she had younger people that she would tell them all the time, like they would complain about certain things working that they got done at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but that was too late in the day. They had to get home and have their alone time, whatever. And she said, I pulled so many people aside and told them, you don't realize how lucky you have it here. Like, this is a great environment. If you want to do this job, there's nothing better than what's going on right now. Trust me. And every single one of them over the course of the time were let go. Or left for another job. And she said, I'm not exaggerating, of the 10 people she said that she told, every one of them has called her and said they wish that they had listened to her.
It's true. They're literally, okay, I'm trying to find it right now. I'm scrolling as we're talking because you just reminded me of something that I saw. Somebody had posted, there's a word for it. And I think it's called, it's like resentment, but resentivism, you know, like, you know how you have like you have what's the word when people fall back and do the old thing, recidivism, right? But it's resentivism or something like that. And it's described as, having, hours and doing something that you don't enjoy, this and that. And underneath them, the reply was, that's called work.
Right. Right.
And there is a word for it now, because yeah, that's what they're afflicted with, that they don't understand the whole concept of working. As a matter of fact, I think they said, was it 1 in 3? There's 1 in 3 that don't work, that are adults and are living with their parents.
It's crazy.
Not the, what is it, Gen Z? Or the one right before, one of the two. And then the latest one, which would be the ones that were born in 2013 and forward, that's Gen Alpha, Generation Alpha.
I have no idea.
Or something like that. There's that group, which got screwed during, the whole COVID,
mm-hmm,
all that stuff. You're born in 13, so you're like just going into elementary school, for God's sake.
Yeah, it was rough.
That didn't happen. Socialization is not there. And I was talking to somebody yesterday too, that we were talking about very, very similar thing is, that people, I think there seems to be almost a boomerang effect for some people. Social media doesn't have the grip on a lot of people that it did, because a lot of people are just tired. They're just like, it's not it. And they're looking for the connections that they used to have with people, as opposed to, going online and putting, those, like we talked about, the cryptic messages, like terrible day, period. And then just hit send, post it. And everybody's like, oh my God, what's wrong? And they're looking for the anonymous support or anonymous input from people that they don't know, mm-hmm, as opposed to literally talking to somebody about what happened, because they don't have friends around.
Yeah. I don't mean to sound like, well, back in my day, but it's true. Like when I was 18 to 25, 24, like struggling paycheck to paycheck and saving and only having $3 to feed yourself for a week, like that teaches you like life skills, and that teaches you how to manage things. And they don't listen. I had this conversation with my kids, mm-hmm, because they're making $21-22 an hour, $4,000 in their checking account, $6,000 in savings. It's like, you guys don't, and they Uber Eats this and they that and the whatever. And I just like, you guys need, you got to pump the brakes. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. And once you get into it, because everyone will in their life get into a financial situation that they're strapped. And I said, once you get into that situation, you're not going to know how to dig yourself out of it.
And they'll look back and be like, all that money I wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that money that I do that and I didn't waste money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's just,
but I think when you're talking about $3 to last for the week, like in college, I remember literally digging through the seats of the car just to see if there was money in the center console, in the glove box, in the seats, mm-hmm, if there was something like you had to put some money, because obviously gas was cheap, but everything was, it's all relatable. It's all, mm-hmm, the same, yeah, but you were looking for a way to try and make it to the end of the week.
Yeah. And so when I see people, and I don't mean to pick on kids that age, because there are people of all ages that feel that have that mentality.
They've been put in a special circumstance, Pat. They have been, because they are paid way. Because another thing that taught you too is I will be making more money.
Mm-hmm.
That I am not staying right here at this, because this is entry level. This is, and this doesn't do it. So I need to make more money. Not my response wasn't, they should pay me more. My response was, I need to figure out how to make more money. Mm-hmm. And so, how do I get to the next level? It wasn't, they should pay me enough to be able to afford my house and my car and be able to pay my insurance and be, that's not how it works.
No, that's not how any of this works. I don't know. I just thought it was just.
That's funny though, that she did. Cause that would have been like in the '90s, late '90s when that happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, cause when I started, I remember watching that show when I started watching, it was in the mid '90s. Yeah.
It really was a good show.
Star Jones was on it then, as well as one of the originals, I think.
Yep. Barbara Starr.
And what's her name? What was her name? That she ended up being the host. Oh wait, hold on.
Oh yeah.
The View cast, original View cast was Star Jones, Debbie, Barbara Walters, Meredith Vieira.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I liked her a lot.
Yep.
Yep. And that was, oh yeah, I guess Joy was on there too, wasn't she? She wasn't batshit crazy.
Mm-mm. No, she wasn't nuts back then.
She's turned into that.
Yeah.
Speaking of batshit, I saw a list. I'll probably never be able to find it. God, I wish I could, but it was a list of all the shits, you know, like the crazy shit, ape shit, bat shit, and what it means. Little shit. It's kind of like the one with all the F's. So if you don't give an F and what all the different ones, but yeah, all the shits were pretty funny. So
dipshit was dipshit represented.
It was on there. Dipshit. Okay. There's like 12 of them. Yeah. Yeah, there's bat shit was on it.
Gosh, I think my grandparents and my mom and dad will probably listen to this. My grandparents had, oh no, it was the damn family. It was a big, like a picture that said the whole damn family. I don't know. It was like damn, Miss Daddy, damn, Mama, damn, something like that. And I thought it was so scandalous to have my grandparents had a cuss word on their wall.
Yes. Yes.
Like, oh my
all
God.
The great ways you can use a cuss word.
Uh-huh.
And how it's so flexible.
Yep.
It's so easy to use and it can mean so many different things. Anyway. All right. So there you go.
All right. That's a good one. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe. Don't dice us up because we'll respond just like Debbie did. No, we won't.
You know how we are.
You know how we are. Yeah. Yeah. So rate, review, subscribe. Thanks for listening. We appreciate the support. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.